Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marius Russo. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Marius Russo. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russo, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lindell pinch runs for Roy Weatherly. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lindell now playing center field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Etten trying to get to second. Tucker throws the ball into Appling, who tags Etten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Metheny takes first base on ball 4. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley bunts between the mound and first base. Dietrich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. Keller moves to second. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Etten strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo is 0-for-1 in the game. Russo bunts for an out with unknown description. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindell strikes out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Appling moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hodgson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Marius Russo. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metheny. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keller hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Eaton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.